Mariel Valconsuelo sat cross-legged on her quilted bedspread in her cramped bedroom on the tower's 103rd floor. There were countless people in every direction, separated from her by nothing but a few meters and a steel wall or two. Her mother in the kitchen, the group of children running down the hallway, her neighbors next door, their voices low and heated as they fought yet again. But Mariel might as well have been alone on Manhattan right now, for all the attention she gave them. She leaned forward, clutching her old stuffed bunny tight to her chest. The watery light of a poorly transmitted hollow played across her face, illuminating her sloping nose and prominent jaw, and her dark eyes, now brimming with tears. Before her flickered the image of a girl with red-gold hair and a piercing, gold-flecked gaze. A smile played around her lips, as if she knew a million secrets that no one could ever guess, which she probably did. In the corner of the image, a tiny white logo spelled out, International Times Obituaries. "Today we mourn the loss of Heiress Dodd Radson," began the obituary's voiceover, narrated by Heiress's favorite young actress. Mariel wondered what absurd sum Mr. Radson had paid for that. The actress's tone was far too perky for the subject matter. She could just as easily have been discussing her favorite workout routine. "Heiress was taken from us in a tragic accident. She was only 17. Tragic accident. That's all you have to say when a young woman falls from the roof under suspicious circumstances? Heiress's parents probably just wanted people to know that Heiress hadn't jumped. As if anyone who'd met her could possibly think that. Mariel had watched this obit video countless times since it came out last month. By now, she knew the words by heart. Oh, she still hated it. The video was too slick, too carefully produced, and she knew most of it was a lie. But she had little else by which to remember Heiress. So Mariel hugged her ratty old toy to her chest and kept on torturing herself, watching the video of her girlfriend who had died too young. The hollow shifted to video clips of Heiress at different ages. A toddler, dancing in a magnetic tutu that lit up a bright neon. A little girl on bright yellow skis cutting down a mountain. A teenager, on vacation with her parents at a fabulous, sun-drenched beach. No one had ever given Mariel a tutu. The only times she'd been in snow were when she ventured out to the burrows or the public terraces down here on the lower floors. Her life was so drastically different from Heiress's, yet when they'd been together, none of that had seemed to matter at all. "Heiress is survived by her two beloved parents, Caroline Dodd and Everett Radson, as well as her aunt, Lane Arnold, uncle, Ted Arnold, cousins Matt and Sasha Arnold, and her paternal grandmother, Peggy Radson." No mention of her girlfriend, Mariel Valconsuelo. And Mariel was the only one of that whole sorry lot, aside from Heiress's mom, who had truly loved her. "The memorial service will be held this Tuesday, November 1st, at St. Martin's Episcopal Church on floor 947. The hollow actress went on, finally managing a slightly more somber tone. Mariel had attended that service. She had stood in the back of the church, holding a rosary, trying not to break out into a scream at the sight of the coffin near the altar. It was so unforgivingly final. The vid swept to a candid shot of Heiress on a bench at school, her legs crossed neatly under her plaid uniform skirt, her head tipped back in laughter. "Contributions in memory of Heiress can be made to the Berkeley School's new scholarship fund, the Heiress Dodd Radson Memorial Award, for underprivileged students with special qualifying circumstances." Qualifying circumstances. Mariel wondered if being in love with the dead scholarship honoree counted as a qualifying circumstance. God, she had half a mind to apply for the scholarship herself, just to prove how screwed up these people were beneath the gloss of their money and privilege. Heiress would have found the scholarship laughable, given that she'd never shown even a slight interest in school. A prom drive would have been much more her style. There was nothing Eris loved more than a fun, sparkly dress, except maybe the shoes to match.